Now, I know you're much younger than I am, but I grew up in the 60s, so the Mercury, Gemini, Apollo programs,
big
these guys
for you, huh?
Rock stars in my world, and I still follow the space program. I like Elon Musk now. He seems to be well on his way to not only taking people around the moon, tourists, but he says within 16 years, we'll get somebody out to Mars.
They say that that ride around the moon could be pretty rough, so you're going to have to be in shape when they send us out that way.
I still have, I'm still excited that he chose us to do so. It's costing the radio station some money, obviously, but
well, they're banking on us not coming back. It'll be a glorious day for the station.
Dr. Scott Solomon said it's well and good that we're going to go to Mars. Fine. Gives us a little breathing room in case something breaks bad down here. So we'll get there maybe in 16 years, colonize it shortly thereafter. We'll probably be dust by that time. But the humans that live on Mars will not remain as we know the humans here. And we're going to get really ugly. Not nasty looking. I mean, just honestly with you.
Different. We're going to be shaved. We're going to be pale. We're either going to be pale or we're going to be dark or we're going to have big foreheads.
Big foreheads.
Bumpers like a Chevy.
Yeah. Dr. Scott Solomon will be in town, actually. He wrote a book called Future Humans. Our Future Human, I'm sorry. He'll be up in Winnetka at the bookstall on May 4th. But he joins us now. He's an evolutionary biologist at Rice University in Houston. I caught him at NBC News' website. Doctor, thank you for your expertise this morning. Quickly, I want to get through this. We'll tweet out the article for our listeners. Because there's no germs other than those we'll import to Mars, I guess infectious diseases will be even more of a problem for the future colonists on Mars. Hence, no sexual relations? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah. Hey, guys. So so I think it's interesting to think about how we might change if we do actually end up colonizing Mars and being able to live there for a long period of time. And, yeah, as you said, one of the differences between Mars and Earth is that on Mars there aren't any, as far as we know, there aren't any bacteria or other types of microbes that are just out there in the environment.
So a guy like me, Ray, you know, of course, I have to be worried about infections. I'd be terrific on Mars. No
well, you
problem.
Know, what you said there is no sexual relations or what you and I would call this weekend.
What about the force of gravity? Will our bones get stronger or weaker on Mars?
Yeah, so the gravity on Mars is about one-third of the strength that it is on Earth. So one of the things we know happens to astronauts, people that spend time in low gravity, is that their bones lose density. They become weaker. So you might imagine that, okay, well, if we're on Mars with one-third of the gravity, our bones become weaker. But there's a problem because, you know, that's dangerous to after a certain point to, you know, have these weak bones, fractures. And I think it would be a real problem, particularly for women going through childbirth. It's a stressful time, right? And so what I think could happen is there would be an advantage for women who started life with denser bones because they're going to lose density throughout their lives because of that weaker gravity. So by the time they reach reproductive years, their skeletons would be able to survive childbirth.
But I guess a lot of C-sections because we will have very large, very ugly heads at that point.
Yeah, so there's a sort of a different possibility. And all of this, of course, is very speculative, but it's interesting to think about how, you know, we can apply what we know about evolution to the conditions on Mars. So sort of a different possibility would be that we, colonists on Mars, elect to use C-sections instead of going through natural childbirth. And if that were to happen, and this is actually, there's already indications that this is starting to happen on Earth, it it might free up the human head to become larger. It's constrained now by having to fit through the birth canal. If it doesn't have to fit through the birth canal, there's less constraint on the size, and so it could become larger.
Maybe I misunderstood you, but if there's no sexual relations, you know, in your
careful sexual relations.
Yeah. So are we looking at what? How are we impregnating to get to the point of C-sections
turkey
and whatnot?
Turkey baster.
So I think that there would be no, there's a possibility that we would avoid sexual relations between people on Mars and people on Earth.
Gotcha.
And the reason for that is that if people on Mars don't have to worry about infectious diseases, their immune systems might eventually start to degrade, right, become like atrophy. And so in that situation, it becomes really dangerous for people from Earth to bring all their germs with them and interact with people on Mars.
Sounds like a big retirement home. You
it
got
does.
No teeth. You're getting your bones.
Sick of everything.
Your
you want to watch TV.
Hurting.
Just sit in the chair. Doctor, thank you for your expertise. We'll tweet out the link to the article. Future Human is the book. You'll be in Winnetka on May 4th. That's a Thursday, I believe, to sign those books at the bookstall. And we'll call on your expertise again. I'm sorry we're so rushed for time today.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Scott Solomon, evolutionary scientist from Rice University here on WLS.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.